the fundraisers here on MyFM, and one of the biggest fundraisers in the community is the Thousand Islands History Museum. They do contribute a lot to the community each and every year. We recently caught up with Julie Woods from the History Museum here in Gananoque, who talked about a few things and what it is they exactly do and their fundraising efforts.
So the History Museum is all about, I would say, the community and kind of being able to bring the community together to connect the past and the present.
And of course, you know, you folks have been involved with some fundraising efforts over the years as well, here and there. What makes fundraising important in our community?
Yeah, over the years, the History Museum has had our annual fundraiser, the Summer Evening in the Islands fundraiser. And I would say that it's something that's really important to be able to continue to build the community.
And of course, you know, there are some obstacles along the way that everybody's going to face when they're doing fundraisers or fundraising. What's been some of your obstacles over the years there?
I would say probably the biggest obstacle that comes along with fundraising is the organization part of things and kind of trying to connect all the pieces together and everything that goes into planning a fundraiser. But luckily, we have an absolutely amazing fundraising committee at the History Museum, as well as our board of directors, who are able to help us put everything together with our staff to make it turn out to be the best it can be.
And, you know, I've seen the History Museum for quite a while now, and you guys have had a lot of great moments over the years. What's some more proud moments over the years that you guys have had?
I would say that's definitely a difficult question in terms of picking kind of one thing that's most to be proud of at the History Museum, just because we do have so many accomplishments that we've all put together. One thing that I would say that I'm super proud of and our organization is proud of in terms of our staff and our community is being able to recover and come back from COVID. So during COVID, there were a lot of times that our museum wasn't able to be open. And the only way that we were able to connect with people was virtually, which we did a great job of. But we're starting to kind of see our numbers increase this year and kind of return back to those pre-COVID levels. We've already had one tour group in, that's 40 students from France who came to see us. Mm-hmm. So we're definitely kind of looking up.
Perfect. Any final thoughts about your organization and how much you've contributed to the community?
I would say, like, in terms of final thoughts, in terms of what we're able to contribute to the community, the best way to see what we've been contributing to the community is to stop by the museum. So right now we are open Tuesdays to Saturdays from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. So I would certainly invite the community to be able to stop by and see for themselves exactly what we've been up to.
Perfect.